Like these young people right here. Remember when I was telling y'all about the people that had did the smash and grabs over in Oakland and you know, the Bay Area and all of this stuff? And it was over 20 of them. It was like 20, 25. Well, they've arrested 7 more. I see my, she's my queen to be. I see Tadisha Mayfield. Tadisha Mayfield is in the building. Yeah, Angel. You see Angel at the top. Zachary Blue Gordon. If this is not the biggest diversity, equity, and inclusion I've ever seen in my entire life. This is the biggest diversity, equity, and inclusion panel that I've ever seen in my entire life, personally. We got black, we got white, we got all of them. Everybody is right there. But y'all remember the dark guy, the black guy that was on 3 strikes and he was only like 27 years old or something like that. Remember him? He had already got arrested. Remember, he got arrested first. And I told you, I said, listen, he gonna snitch. He gonna snitch. The one thing that I've learned about people, right? And this is why I'm a civilian. The one thing that I learned about people is that they all snitch. They all got a price. Everybody got a price. Everybody got a price. Because, see, they had to, you better tell before I catch the rest of them, because somebody going to tell. You know what else I learned about most street dudes? The only person that get the most time is the last person to tell. Because they all tell. They all snitch. Everybody tells. Everybody snitches. It's just a matter of how much pressure. How many years you gonna give them? What kind of corned beef sandwich is going to give them? Did you give them a regular Coke? Did you give them a Coke Zero? Is it sauerkraut and coleslaw on a corned beef sandwich? Does it have rye bread? Is it an onion roll toasted? Is it Thousand Island and mustard on it at the same time? Huh? Both Swiss and American cheese melted. What kind of sandwich did you give him inside of the interrogation room to get this man to tell on all of his compadres? That's really the question that you got to ask yourself.
South Bay reporter Jesse Gary joining us live now from the Little Saigon section of San Jose with more on the arrests that have been made and how this news is being received there in the community. Jesse.
Alex, good afternoon to you. The jewelry store behind me remains closed as the owner is going through the painstaking task of figuring out what the insurance company will and will not cover in this and what's going to come out of his pocket. I'm told it's going to be several thousand dollars. Meanwhile, roughly 10 miles from here at San Jose Police Headquarters, officials announcing the arrest of 7 suspects, one of those arrests taking place right in the parking lot of police headquarters. Guns drawn, voices raised, anxiety heightened as San Jose police on Tuesday take into custody 23-year-old Zachary Blue Gordon.
This is our community. No one attacks us and walks away.
Friday, inside police headquarters, officials and detectives detailing the arrest of Gordon and 6 other alleged criminals. They range in age from the late teens to the early 30s and are from all over the region. Pacifica to East Palo Alto, Manteca to San Francisco.
Hiding behind a mask in a crowd of thugs will not shield you from accountability.
Detectives say the 7 arrested are part of a larger crew of 13 that robbed the Kim Hung jewelry store September 5th. The store's 88-year-old owner was knocked to the ground and seriously injured in that crime.
Did y'all see the Seattle mayor's debate? I know that it's not something that probably popped up on a lot of people's radar. But did y'all see the Seattle mayor's debate? And the mayor was saying that, you know, they was going back and forth. It was a DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion mayor that was currently there. And then there was another woman that was debating. Personally, I don't understand it because I wouldn't pick either one of them. Seattle, y'all got a show on y'all hands. And it was a Seattle mayor's debate. And the guy was basically saying, like, yo, because they asked them about crime and, you know, all of that stuff and making sure that it's on there for a longer time and all of that stuff. And so they asked them and they had that conversation. about what would you do. Here, let me just try to find it. Let me keep playing this for a second, and I'm going to try to find it. I got you.
Denise says the family is relieved there's progress in this case.
I had goosebumps, and I am so happy. I am so speechless about it. This time, the government is stepped in very quick and very respond for those crap. Yes.
Officials are mum on why Blue Gordon showed up at their front door. Other suspects were arrested with assistance from Dublin, San Leandro, Manteca, Antioch, and San Francisco police departments.
Crime doesn't stop at city lines, and neither does our pursuit of justice.
Investigators say they've recovered a large cache of weapons and drugs during the multiple arrests. The Little Saigon community in San Jose had been on edge since the jewelry store robbery, but has been reassured with the recent arrests.
The community realized that we don't just talk about things. We put things into action.
We know several of these individuals are linked to other smash and grab robberies across the Bay Area. And make no mistake, this investigation is far from over.
Investigators are urging the other members of this robbery crew to turn themselves in before they are caught, and they promise they will be caught. Most of those already arrested are in the main Santa Clara County Jail or in the Women's Correctional Facility. Jock Samuels was arrested in San Francisco. He's up there and will be extradited down here in short order. If you're...
Let me share this with y'all really quickly. I want to show y'all this. I ran across this weekend. Somebody sent it to me in an email. Because obviously we're not paying attention to anything that's happening in Seattle. Seattle is the equivalent of Portland, except for they just got a little bit more money because they got some more corporate sponsors with Microsoft and all of that stuff that's happening up there. But there was a debate between the incumbent, who was the man, and then the woman, and both of them is extremely woke because you know that Seattle was a super liberal city. But it was something that happened that they said that I want to play for you guys really quickly. I think it was around a 37 mark, if I'm not mistaken.
You talk about possibly alternative sentencing as a progressive candidate. One of the things under Mayor Harrell's administration, specifically Ann Davison, the city attorney's office, she got rid of community court, which is something that is an alternative to jail time. But one of the reasons why...
What the heck is community court? What is community court? What are we in, Kitty College? What is this, middle school? Are we playing judge like we used to play in kindergarten or something like that? Playing lockup or something? Community, what? Community lockup, what did she say?
Why she got rid of it was because there was a backlog, as well as the fact that data showed that it was not helping with repeat offenders. It just was not effective. If you were the mayor, would you bring that program back or would you keep it the way it is now?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I am actually not sure about whether the answer is yes or no.
So, wait. I think it was like 34. Let me go back a little bit.
That in 2024, Seattle had the fourth highest overall crime rate compared to other large cities. The crime numbers this year overall seem to be on a better path than last year. But Mr. Harrell, it's no secret that repeat offenders are driving much of this crime. Is the city too lax on repeat offenders?
That's a interesting question. I don't know how to answer that question, too lax. I don't know how you gauge that. I know it's necessary to catch criminals in the act of doing bad things. And I have all the faith.
Or after the act. You don't have to catch them in the act. You can catch them after the fact. Once you realize, oh man, he robbed a store, then that means that you still catch them. Not in the act. But this is the current mayor, if I'm not mistaken, okay?
In my police department, who is the best practice in terms of using force, I need 1,500 officers. I need constitutional arrests. I need people that are killing themselves with drugs to get help, get treatment. So I'm not going to give an opinion on the attitude of my officers. I look at them in the eye and I tell them, this is my vision. George Floyd was murdered.
Listen, man, I'm telling you. Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, all of these places are, New York, throw that in there. All of these places are so liberal, bro. They are so woke. It is crushing. They're so woke that they don't even answer the question anymore. They asked you, they said, listen, it's a lot of repeat offenses by the same people that y'all keep letting out 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. What does this have to do with the price of tea in China?
Purely and simply. And I need you to recruit culturally competent officers. And we
culturally competent officers.
Created the care department, which is an unarmed response. The largest city in the country to do this. So whether they're lax or not, for me, in all due respect, is just not the question. The question is, are they effective? And they are very effective. I just need to get my numbers up because the defund movement demoralized the police department. I was down 300 when you started, but the good news is we're getting 10 applications a day. So to me, the question is, are they effective? And they're very effective when given the resources.
Mayor Harrell, I want to go back to that repeat offender question. If somebody has offended 6, 7, 8 times, even if it's a minor offense, but they continue to fail to turn their life around, at what point do you balance public safety to giving this person, you know, some accountability? What is that balance?
So let me make something very clear. I was the one that sponsored the ban the box legislation when everyone opposed it because the criminal system has had a disparate impact on black and brown communities.
Sir, if a person offends and they are a repeat offender 7, 8 times, what do you do? What do you do? Man, where is the masculinity and where is the accountability? And nobody said anything about color. Nobody. Zero. The question had nothing to... Let me be very clear right here. Because I know that y'all, you know, sometimes people don't have their listening ears on. You know how the saying goes. Nobody. Zero people. Zero asked about color. They didn't say if it's a white person. They didn't say if it's a, what they like to say, brown person, as everybody else is not black and white. They didn't say if it was a black person. They didn't say if it was a girl. They didn't say if it was a man. They didn't say any of that type of stuff. They said if they did a crime 7 to 8 times, and here we go with this woke nonsense every time.
Lead with that. So when this person is committing 6 or 7 crimes, I don't know his or her story. Maybe they were abused as a child. Maybe they're hungry. So my remedy is to find their life story to see how we could help first. I have no desire to put them in jail, but I need to protect you. And that's the calibration that we have. I put police officers on the stand. I've cross-examined them. So,
and this is what they dealing with over in Seattle. This is what they dealing with over in Seattle. No accountability. Somebody can break the law and get caught. Because listen, think about it. Because you're talking about a repeat offender, right? If a repeat offender gets caught 7 to 8 times, that means that the crime that they actually committed or the crimes that they were committing probably happened about 20 to 25 times. Because let's be clear. Most criminals don't get caught for everything that they do. They don't get charged for everything. Now, if you got caught 7 to 8 times, that means you a career criminal. You a career criminal. You don't want to do nothing different. You're not going to get right. You're looking to go to jail. You don't like getting released. You're a career criminal. And yet you have politicians that are in office pandering over to the general public. And I don't know who their base is. But anybody that's a base head enough to say, hey, man, if somebody do something 7 to 8 times, you don't lock them up.
A dramatic smash and grab robbery at the Kim Hung Jewelry Store had ripple effects felt throughout the San Jose community. And it starts with the family who runs the business. The 88-year-old owner suffered a heart attack and a stroke and is now looking at $50,000 to $100,000 in repair costs, not to mention medical bills and trauma. But Friday, law enforcement leaders announced arrests that represent the first step towards finding justice for this family.
This was not just an attack on a hardworking family. It was an attack on a legacy business
that represents the American dream.
Seven suspects with ties across the Bay Area have been linked to the dangerous robbery that happened in early September. More than 100 officers from five different agencies and across seven cities assisted in the investigation and arrests.
We scoured the entire Bay Area, conducting surveillance, serving search warrants, and working day and night with our law enforcement partners. And today, that persistence has delivered results.
Police say some members of the group committed other robberies as well, including at a Milpitas jewelry store and the high-profile robbery in San Ramon. These are just a few of the 30 violent robberies, 16 of which were smash and grabs, that have occurred at California jewelry stores since March.
It's a crime of cowards, people who hide behind chaos and hope that speed and numbers will shield them from consequences. But that doesn't fly in San Jose.
When small businesses are attacked here, we're all attacked. You're no longer dealing with a handful of mom-and-pop stores. You're dealing with the police chiefs, prosecutors, patrol officers, detectives, mayors, and me. And when we're attacked...
We already knew that, right? We knew, because remember we was using our profile skills and then we had liberals in the chat and they said... Anton, you shouldn't profile people. You never know. Well, we already knew because it was an MO. And so mind hunters and criminal minds taught us how to profile more effectively along with our lived experiences. And we already knew. Okay, so the person that did that smash and grab, they did this smash and grab, they did that smash and grab. And as soon as they catch somebody, everybody going to jail. So far, eight people have been arrested out of the 20 plus. And they're still searching for more, and the FBI is involved.